It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
If you listen carefully, you might hear the sound of the other shoe dropping. Former Vice President Mike Pence has been subpoenaed by Jack Smith, the special counsel investigating Donald Trump and his role in January 6, 2021. Specifically, the special counsel's office wants Pence to testify about his interactions with the then president leading up to the 2020 election and the day of the insurrection. This move is one of the most aggressive yet in a two-year investigation. Now, headed by special counsel Jack Smith, who's also overseeing an inquiry into Trump's handling of classified documents. But Pence is a key witness to the events of January 6th, as rioters or insurrectionists were trying to prevent him from overseeing the certification of Trump's loss to President Biden. He's described post-election interactions with Trump in a memoir that could help override executive privilege claims that the former guy has used to delay or block testimony by people who served in his administration. Well, the Biden administration on Thursday said that the balloon the U.S. shot down over the weekend had equipment enabling it to collect intelligence signals. Go figure. U.S. officials said the balloon was part of a global military-linked aerial surveillance program that China has used to gather information on the military capabilities of more than 40 countries, of course, with a particular focus on the United States. The Biden administration cited imagery from American U-2 spy planes as evidence of the activities of China's fleet of surveillance balloons that have flown over five continents. The House on Thursday voted unanimously to condemn Beijing for its brazen violation of U.S. airspace. Well, this is a sign of the fox guarding the hen house. The House Judiciary Committee, chaired by Jim Jordan of Ohio, began its subcommittee's hearing on the weaponization of the federal government on Thursday.
Americans have concerns about the double standard at the Department of Justice. Americans have concerns about the disinformation governance board that the Department of Homeland Security tried to form. Over the course of our work in this committee, we expect to hear from government officials and experts like we have here today. We expect to hear from Americans who've been targeted by their government.
The ranking Democrat on the committee is the delegate from the U.S. Virgin Islands, Stacey Plaskett.
But there is a difference, my colleagues, between legitimate oversight and weaponization of Congress and our processes, particularly our committee work, as a political tool. I'm deeply concerned about the use of this select subcommittee as a place to settle scores, showcase conspiracy theories, and advance an extreme agenda that risk undermining Americans' faith in our democracy.
You might remember Representative Plaskett from one of the two impeachments of the former guy. She was a law student of Congressman Jamie Raskin, who actually appeared as a witness on the first day of the hearing and schooled the panel, most notably Marjorie Taylor Greene, about the Constitution, among other things. Other witnesses on that first day of this hearing were Republicans Ron Johnson, Chuck Grassley, and newly turned independent and Fox Not News darling, Tulsi Gabbard. And as we detailed in Thursday's What's News report, that was only one of two so-called hearings that the House Republicans oversaw this week. Jamie Raskin, a witness at this one, also was the ranking member at the earlier House Oversight Committee hearing on Hunter Biden's laptop. Though to his credit, the Democrats honed in on the problems with Twitter, putting the issue of the so-called laptop to the side.
Mr. Roth, let me start with you. Did I hear you correctly to say that there were thousands or even hundreds of thousands of counterfeit Twitter accounts set up by Russian propaganda and disinformation for Vladimir Putin to pump his poison into the bloodstream of American social media? Is that right?
That's right, sir. And that's not just past tense. Those accounts are active on social media today. This is an ongoing campaign.
Well, we should be having a hearing about that. I appreciate your alerting to us what's taking place.
Well, the earthquake death toll in Turkey and Syria has now risen to more than 21,000 people dead. Turkey had confirmed 17,674 deaths as of late Thursday. Syria has reported 3,377 deaths and thousands of injuries, and I have a feeling the lower number is just due to a lack of resources in the war-torn country. The powerful back-to-back quakes, 7.8 followed by a 7.5 magnitude quake, hit in southern Turkey right near the border with Syria. Thousands of buildings collapsed on both sides, and freezing weather has hampered rescue efforts and dimmed the hopes of finding more survivors, although a rescue crew pulled a 45-year-old woman from the rubble in one town in eastern Turkey 72 hours after the quake hit. More than 78,000 people have been injured across the two nations in the quake. And finally, over the past couple of weeks, we've mourned the deaths of some of rock and roll's biggest stars. Well, today, we look at the loss of the sanity of some of those. In recent months, we've talked about Eric Clapton and Van Morrison, both going the anti-vax route. Now, a man who's been controversial for a while has taken it to the extreme. Roger Waters, a founding member of Pink Floyd, spoke via video link to the UN Security Council on Thursday.
The invasion of Ukraine by the Russian Federation was illegal. I condemn it in the strongest possible terms. Also, the Russian invasion of Ukraine was not unprovoked. So I also condemn the provocateurs in the strongest possible terms. There, that's got that out of the way.
Waters had been invited to speak to the UN by the Russian delegation. The Ukrainian ambassador to the UN was the last to speak and used his time to respond to Roger Waters. He said, quote, "It is ironic, if not hypocritical, that Mr. Waters attempts to now whitewash another invasion. How sad for his former fans to see him accepting the role of just another brick in the wall of Russian disinformation and propaganda." The ambassador concluded, quote, "Keep strumming the guitar, Mr. Waters. It suits you more than lecturing the Security Council on how to do its job. No flying pigs here, please." And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. For more information, check out NicoleSandler.com, and please click on those donate buttons.